With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. is working with European countries to establish security guarantees for Ukraine.
We'll help them. Look, we want to save a lot of lives, so we'll do something with that. I think people expect that we'll help them. Europe will be first in by far, and they want to be first, and they want to see it end. Europe wants to see it end, and it'll end. It'll end all of a sudden. It's going to come together. You watch.
However, Russian President Putin says that any foreign troops deployed to Ukraine, particularly while its invasion is still ongoing, would be considered, in his words, legitimate targets by Moscow's forces. U.S. immigration officials carried out a massive raid at a Hyundai factory in Georgia, detaining 475 people.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank, said that the majority of the people detained were from South Korea.
This operation underscores our commitment to protecting jobs for Georgians and Americans, ensuring a level playing field for businesses that comply with the law.
He said the detained workers were part of a network of subcontractors and that the employees worked for a variety of different companies on the site. Hyundai Motor Group is South Korea's biggest automaker and began making electric vehicles a year ago at the $7.6 billion plant. It employs about 1,200 people. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump has signed an executive order to rename the Department of Defense the Department of War. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth supports the move.
This name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring, as you've guided us to, Mr. President, restoring the warrior ethos.
The president criticized the previous name as woke and said the new name is more appropriate. Congress must approve the name change. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports persecution of Christians in Turkey is on the rise.
The Association of Protestant Churches has released a report indicating that hate crimes targeting believers went up last year. The APC says, quote, 2024 saw an increase from the previous year in both written and oral hate speech aimed at provoking hate in public opinion, both written and verbal, that was directed at Protestant Christian individuals or institutions. Over 90% of Turkey's population is Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The language used in the debate over artificial intelligence is increasingly taking on religious overtones. Jeffrey Hinton, the legendary programmer who helped develop AI, refers to its potential as godlike. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has referred to his company's technology as a magic intelligence in the sky. And PayPal founder Peter Thiel has even argued that AI could help bring about the Antichrist. This is SRN News. Republican Curtis Sliwa is running for mayor of New York City, and he likes his chances in the crowded race.
Curtis Sliwa, the red beret-wearing founder of New York City's Guardian Angels Anti-Crime Patrol Group, is the Republican candidate for mayor again in the city.
If the people are good enough to elect me mayor November 4th, I'll take the beret off for all time.
He lost to Democrat Eric Adams by almost 40 percentage points in 2021.
I will be the alternative.
The field includes Adams running as an independent, along with fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo and the official Democratic nominee, Zoran Mandami, who is leading. Sliwa is running on an anti-crime platform. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump hosted a dinner last night for Republican members of Congress in the newly paved White House Rose Garden, telling them they were the first gathering of what he dubbed the Rose Garden Club. More details at srnnews.com.